Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now 30 seconds into the second hour. Greg Palast is going to be joining us, BBC reporter, best-selling author. The Bush Family Fortunes. Then in the third hour, we're going to have Michael Bagnarik on, Libertarian presidential candidate who was arrested at the debate last Friday, along with the Green Party presidential candidate. He'll just be on with us about 20 minutes or so. So will Greg Palast. So we got plenty of time to take all of your phone calls, as I promised we would. Bunch of other news. Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate claims AIDS virus deliberately created. When we have the actual documents. We will also get into Kerry now going ahead of Bush in the polls. We really believe that. The New York Times coming out with how wonderful the national ID card is for us all. News websites, Indy Media says FBI sees server, talking about international government. There it is, in your face. Also more calls from China and this time France for a new world order. There's just tons of information that's coming up. Also, major assaults on hold until after the U.S. election. And I got this from internal sources months ago. Now it's out in the L.A. Times. And a lot of top military are saying this is one reason we're losing the war in Iraq, is because for political reasons, Bush has backed off now going after the insurgents. So if you're going to have a war, might as well fight it to win it. Unbelievable. So that's just... some of what's coming up. Plus, the so-called shortage of the flu vaccine. They're acting like it's some wonderful thing we've all got to get. There's a shortage, not because of price controls, as the news is saying. Last week, they admitted there's a problem because the factory that made half of it's been shut down because they put live flu virus in the shots. That's admitted. But now the spin machine's in effect going, oh, no, it's because of price controls. So we'll cover that as well. But Greg Palast is coming up, the Libertarian candidate, Michael Bagnarik. There is so much other vital news we'll be covering. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Alex. Thanks very much for taking my call. Love listening to you. I'll be by the channel listening to Greg Palast. He's very good.
Well, thank you.
I've had him on before, I think. As you no doubt know, Sirius Satellite Radio Company just signed... Howard Stern to a
$500 million contract.
Yeah, that's what they're rumoring. I think it's funny that a guy who is without a doubt the most vile, revolting voice on the planet, and who's been a long time thorn in the side of Clear Channel, now is jumping ship and going to Sirius, where he will have no restrictions on what he can say. Yet they wouldn't even begin to touch you for a fraction of the money, them or XM. Speak to that. What's your feeling?
Well,
about
we
this?
Have begged. We have begged to be on Sirius. We have begged to be on XM, I'm told that, and of course, we would do it for free. We just want to be on it. Most of the people that are on there just get it picked up to be carried for free, and then some of their ads get to run. That's how network radio works. And people should contact Sirius. Now, I know XM is part owned by Clear Channel, and so it doesn't surprise me that he went to Sirius Radio. But this is a total stunt. He isn't going to leave so-called, you know, broadcast radio for a year and a half or so. And so this is all staged. This is a stunt to get people to sign up with Sirius. I predict he will not leave broadcast radio.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, if he said I'm leaving it next month, that'd be one thing. We've done the analysis. Limbaugh's $287 million over 9 years didn't compute for total revenue for the show. Well, Limbaugh's revenue is much larger than Stern's. Limbaugh's much bigger than Stern. So yeah. how can Stern get roughly three times what Limbaugh is going to get?
Good point.
The total revenues of Sirius, it's like a $25 million company.
Yeah, but they're losing money hand over fist. So is XM.
Yeah, so this is a last-ditch stunt. That's all this is. Anything else?
I was watching a special last week on History Channel.
Just stay there. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You thought it couldn't happen in America, but your government is about to start saying, "May I see your papers, please?" I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. This very weekend, Congress could pass a law that creates a national database with your most personal information. A law that nationalizes your driver's license. That's right, a national ID card. A law that could force any and all businesses to submit employment applications, complete with fingerprints, for federal government approval. Think about it. You need an ID to travel, get a job, cash a check, to buy cigarettes, alcohol, or a gun. If the federal government sets standards that deny you an ID, it effectively turns you into a non-person. This new national ID database will be voted on at any moment. Please go to DownsizedDC.org right now and use our electronic lobbying system to send a message to your representative. Go to DownsizedDC.org while you still can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let me cover a couple quick news items, and we're going to award-winning BBC reporter, also a writer for the London Guardian and other major publications. Best-selling author Greg Palast, who will be in Austin, Texas tomorrow night, and I intend to go down there. But that's coming up in a minute or two. First off, news website Indy Media says FBI seized server, knocking off over 20 of their websites in over 5 nations, including the United States, and they did this under an international order. That's your global government, folks, where somebody in France or Switzerland wants to take your website down, and the whole server, 2 servers, with over 10 websites apiece on each one, taken down, and they won't even say why. A website billed as a grassroots news source for the anti-globalization movement, great folks, by the way, and other issues, said one of its web servers was shut down after the FBI, by the way, now it's 2, served a subpoena. The Independent Media Center said the FBI issued a gag order to hosting company Rackspace to remove physically one of our servers. The FBI acknowledged that a subpoena had been issued, but said it was the request of Italian and Swiss authorities. So again, somebody in Germany or England says this, and it happens. It's not an FBI operation, FBI spokesman Joe Paris told AFP. Through a legal assistance treaty, the subpoena was on behalf of a third party. A couple years ago, France wanted to shut down Yahoo. because World War II collectors were selling U.S. medals, Nazi medals, Russian medals. Folks, that's their laws. I mean, whether you love or hate the Nazis, that's your freedom. But obviously, these old World War II collectors, you shouldn't have Yahoo taken down because they let people, you know, sell Nazi paraphernalia. I mean, the Smithsonian Institute has Nazi flags in it. This is just history. I told the story. One time I was at an antique show, and I bought an American medal, a British medal, and a Nazi medal. I thought they were interesting. It didn't mean I'm a Nazi. Doesn't mean I'm in the RAF either. Bought an RAF flying medal. But anyways, I don't want to go on forever. We got Greg Palestine with us. I'm sure he'll be able to comment on this. Now it's two servers, and this is global government. Here's the New York Times. Congress close to establishing rules for driver's license. And it's admitted two different bills, including one that David Dreyer has, congressman. You'll have a national ID card to have a job. You'll have five levels of security on the card, a face print, a thumbprint. The states already have this. This makes it the law and makes it a federal ID card. And both John Kerry and George Bush are for this wildly unpopular thing. Greg Palast, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Hey, Alex. Before they grab the servers and the transmitters, I'm glad to be on.
Exactly. Well, you know, you were in New York there with me. I came and interviewed you for a film that's coming out. Greg, while I was at your office interviewing you, you had a Pacifica reporter there who'd just been kidnapped and had his tapes and videos stolen. We had cameras smashed. I mean, this is becoming a regular occurrence.
Yeah, well, what happened was, in fact, yeah, Jerry Quickly of the Pacifica Network, he was he's African-American, so a big guy, and he was, like, grabbed, and his camera was smashed. You know, his recordings were taken. And what happened was that they said, oh, we're just, they didn't, he said, am I under arrest? You know, I'm press. He had the Republican National Convention credentials. You know, obviously working press, you know, he got these big tags and the whole thing. And they said, well, we just, nothing in particular. We just want to talk to you a minute. And could you hand over your equipment? And they handed him back his tape recorders. And he had his 2 days of interviews on what was happening, around the Republican convention, and the tapes were gone.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with this, he had the congressional issued pass, but he wasn't even in the convention center when this happened. They threw him in a paddy wagon for an hour, stole all his stuff. We had the same stuff happen to us. We'd be 8 miles away from the convention center, and cops would just run over with machine guns and grab our cameras, take the film out, laugh at us, string it out in front of us, throw it in a trash can. I mean, this is not freedom, people.
Well, let's face it, Alex, you really are a threat to the regime. So, I mean, but, you know, I mean, on the other hand, you're not, you know, I thought that we were supposed to be going after, like, the bad guys, like the terrorists. But, you know, this is the problem.
Well, Greg, you got kicked out of the Republican convention. You had your stuff pulled.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the you know, at least I'm here to talk about it. I mean, there were also people who were held, friends of mine who were held for 48 hours, and they said, you know, oh, this is, you know, not preventive detention. You know, oh, we just can't process people fast enough. We don't even know why. They're not under arrest for anything in particular. And now the city of New York is being fined. A judge is really hopping mad. He says, you know, it's still the United States of America, even during a Republican convention. And so now New York City taxpayers have to pay for this kind of police state operation. Because, you know, I mean, the judges were right, but I think that they should have, instead of hitting the taxpayers, they should have grabbed the politicians that ordered these crazy lockups.
Well, that raises another point. I interviewed the American Spectator reporter. He was at Ground Zero, peacefully standing there in a suit. And I was actually outside the crowd and even caught video of this and didn't know till later that that was him that I got on video being grabbed. And they put out these orange nets, grabbed about 300 of the 1,000 protests, the small protest, put him in jail for 48 hours. And then a cop later came by who wasn't even there and charged him with disorderly conduct and several other things. And he was inside the Guantanamo on the Hudson with barbed wire inside. They were running buses inside. People were getting sick, laying in motor oil in this old bus depot. I mean, this was liberals, conservatives, black people, white people. It was just randomly grabbing folks.
Well, I think that was part of the idea. In other words, part of the idea of a police state is it's random action. In other words, you can't terrorize a community unless they think it is going to hit at any moment to anyone, that everyone is vulnerable. So it's that creation of, and then plus, on the other hand, while they're creating fear, they're telling everyone, we are protecting you from the terrorists. So it's, you know, we see it coming. It could get, unfortunately, it could get much, much worse.
What do you think of this indie media servers getting grabbed?
Well, I'm particularly emotional to me because they are the sponsors, the national sponsors, one of the national sponsors of my the release of my film, Bush Family Fortunes, from BBC Television. They're American sponsors of the release. And obviously, with the servers down, it's hard to get across. And one of the problems is that you're seeing is that this new thing of seizing machines, we're not telling you why. This is very much, by the way, something that they do in Europe. I am stunned that it's now reaching across. They've never been able to do this before, that is, reach across U.S. law. This is a whole new game. Before, they used to get these requests and it was like, I'm sorry, we don't do that in the United States. We don't kick in doors at news outlets. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. And to let that happen, you know, the problem is that, you know, when the establishment press here is not going to come to their defense and then they themselves will become vulnerable when they step out of line. Look at what's happened to Judith Miller, you know. She was the New York Times reporter, a pure propagandist for the Bush administration. She was the one who came up with the story, by the way. She's the one who published the story that Saddam really had terrible weapons of mass destruction. They fed her that stuff, and then they fed her the story of Plame, Valerie Plame, who was a CIA agent. They did this to harass and worry her husband, John Wilson.
Which blew the cover of hundreds of agents in Europe.
Right, exactly. And so now, in other words, they use this woman, and now they're going to try to jail her. So see, the problem with the mainstream reporters on the New York Times and the other, and, you know, our American Vestiges and Pravdas at the Washington Post, et cetera, is that they go along with the game, and then when they balk for 1 minute, then they find out what happens. You know, instead of being the nice pet, suddenly they're facing jail time.
Well, Greg, I mean, she's a lady with the aluminum tubes, Niger documents. She was the mouthpiece of propaganda.
That's right.
And now she could get in a lot of trouble. This shows how they hang their own people out to dry.
That's right. As soon as they get one, if they step one inch out of line, see, because it's like the mob. You don't quit the team vertically.
Well, that's what I found. I mean, statistically, if you're really fighting them and have never worked for them, they seem to leave you alone more of the time than if you're one of their servants. Then if you get out of line 1 centimeter, they just smash you.
Because, see, they gave her a platform in the New York Times. See, like me, I'm in exile. I'm over at BBC Television. I'm obviously, from my voice, I'm not Henry Higgins. So, you know, so I'm doing these reports. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that BBC has released this film, Bush Family Fortunes, which is, you know, based on my book, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, because you can't report this stuff in the USA. So we tried it. By the way, BBC tried to get U.S. networks to run our investigative reports on the Bush family.
And it's very well done.
Thank you. And we tried, you know, ABC News, for example, has an agreement that they can run our stuff for free. They don't even have to pay us, right? And we just couldn't get American networks to touch the stuff. They'd say, oh, it's brilliant stuff. Can you do something less controversial? I say, well, when your president stops playing games with the Saudis and the rest, we can be less controversial.
Well, but tomorrow night, people can get around that wall of censorship. It's 7 o'clock on downtown Austin on Congress, right by the Capitol in the beautiful historic Paramount Theater. From 7 to 9 p.m., they're going to show the film, and then Greg's going to speak. And I'm on TV from 7 to 8, but I'm going to jump in the car.
And you get to, Alex, you're going to have to stand up and make sure I know you're there so we can point you out to your listeners.
Well,
they can put the face with the voice. It's very important that we actually do get together because you're going to see on screen at the Paramount, or if you just go get the film, which is on DVD, you're going to see the reports that the rest of the world sees about this regime that, you know, that you are not allowed to see on your tube.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back. And, Greg, I want to get into John Kerry. I mean, he says he wants to go to war. He wants to go to Iran. He wants to have the Patriot Act. So what choice do we really have? And I want to get your analysis of John Forbes Kerry.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Moving quick here with Greg Palast. He'll be in Austin, Texas tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m., Paramount Theater in downtown Austin on Congress, and I'll be there to hear his speech. I've already seen the film, but I'll be there to hear the speech, and it's an excellent film, by the way. We'll tell you how to get it here in a second, and then we'll go to your calls. Greg, I want to talk about the election. I want to talk about what your film covers, obviously, but during the break we were talking, and I was saying, you know, I know you're a journalist. You have to have documents on it, and that's what I go off of, too, but it does stink to high heaven that obviously fake documents are given to CBS News. and they don't check it out. And this is a tactic we've seen Karl Rove pull before with Hatfield and the Fortunate Son. We saw Karl Rove. Talk about that just a little bit, some of the history of how these guys operate, kind of the poison pill to discredit everything else.
Yeah, they're professionals. I mean, Karl Rove once, you know, when he was running someone's election in Texas, said, there was a bug found in my office. Well, and there was. He didn't make that up. Of course, he didn't mention that he planted it. he plants a bug in his own office to find and discredit the other side. That was just practice. Then Jim Hatfield, who was an investigative reporter, he at one time, and years before he became a reporter, like decades before, had gotten in some trouble with some stock deal or something. And so they knew that the cocaine story, that the story of our president doing a few lines in his youth when he should have been flying fighter jets, that they handed, literally Karl Rove handed that story to James Hatfield, knowing that when Hatfield published it, they would then pull out Hatfield's old records and just ruin him. In other words, what you do is you know that this story of the cocaine is going to come out, so you load it onto a ship that you can then sink. So then after that, no one would touch it. Look what's happened to the draft dodge story. In fact, we open our film, Bush Family Fortunes, with the draft dodge story. We have, by the way, because the BBC, we have some very strict rules about backing stuff up. We have a document. And by the way, the document itself is shown in the DVD. So after you see the film, if you put the DVD in your machine, you can see the document, which no one has questioned, which is from inside the U.S. Justice Department at your offices there in Austin, which says that the fix was put in by Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes to get Little George out of NAM and into the Air Guard as Top Gun. And no one has challenged the authenticity of that document. The truth is that the core story that Dan Rather ran, which is that Congressman George Bush used his influence to get his son out of Vietnam while he was voting to send other men's sons to Vietnam. And that's the core story. That's unshakable. That's lock solid true. Watch our film. You're not going to, you know, no one has challenged BBC television, the premier news network on this planet.
Well, Greg, back during the last election, we had the documents and everybody knew that he didn't show up for medical exams,
right.
that he was gone for, you know, giant spaces. None of that's debatable. What they do is they produce some fake document. It gets discredited. None of the story's discredited, just that particular document.
Yeah,
and the media ignores all the other admitted documents.
Right, and what it is, yeah, they use that, they say, then no one will touch the story. Not only will no one touch the story, you know what 60 Minutes did? They pulled from last Sunday. They pulled from last Sunday a story about how the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq was a completely faked operation.
And they pulled it and said that this would be too controversial, and they just can't act like that now.
They can't. I mean, well, what are they there for? I mean, I have to tell you that when Bush Family Fortunes, when BBC brought it up to one of the big networks, we were told, oh, Greg, it's a great film. Can you do something less controversial? I mean, you just can't. You know, this is how the news is being self-censored in America by cash.
Hey, listen, Greg, I don't get interviewed by mainstream media as much as you do, but I've been interviewed by a lot of national and international TV just in the last few months, and they openly say, look, we can't go that far. We know what you're saying is true. Can you just say it like this so we can get it on TV?
Well, this is one of the problems. And so I've despaired of that. I've, you know, like I say, I'm on TV. I'm a big nightly news program in Britain. I'm on in Brazil and Germany, Ireland. You know, it's just news. It's the information you should have. But here, I got to put it on a DVD, and we have to show it at the Paramount, which I don't mind. Because we made a good feature film out of it. But I'll tell you, I just wish I could put it on the tube, so you can, you know, just eat a bag of potato chips and chill out with a frosty, and watch the news. But they won't let you. Now I have to say that you have been, and I want people to understand how precious your show is, because the reports, the things you're hearing here, the rest of the world can get, but just barred unless you listen to Alex Jones.
Well, thanks for the plug.
That's sincere, believe me.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, I mean, it's getting scarier when foreign governments can order the FBI to shut down web servers that shut down dozens and dozens of people's websites. I mean, folks, we're really entering this system. We're going to come back, talk about what's in the film, then go to your calls. Everybody stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you why governments of the world are going after free, independent journalists and media and any platform where the people have a chance to hear their voices being broadcast to a large number of other people. And that's because major media studies have come out by the government, universities, and industry, a bunch of them, depending on which study, 38 to 45% of people have tuned out of mainstream media and they've gone to alternative sources. I mean, when a little website like mine gets tens of millions of visitors every month, and I'm not even in the top, 20 alternative news sites out there, the globalists are in trouble. When local indie media sites, where your voice can be heard, where you can go out and do reports, are getting more hits than the other local news stations, they're starting to panic. And that's why we see this happening. And so, yeah, when you punch a bully back in the nose, sometimes he punches back. So don't feel like, that we're losing this fight. We are in information war that we can win because we have the truth. They have to reapply their lies and play all these little tricks to try to convince people to not be involved or to not see the big picture. But folks like Greg Palast are really on the cutting edge and just have amazing histories of being incredibly accurate in their reporting. Another place you can go to get information that'll wake people up is my website, Infowars.com, or, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. On PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch all 11 of my films, a bunch of other great films that other filmmakers have authorized us to post in high definition, or that is high-quality streams, or the low-bandwidth streams if you've got a dial-up connection. We've got my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, the best radio interviews we do on this show. If you can't hear the show every day, just tune in to the website. You can hear the best interviews like this one right now. This one will be posted with Greg Palast. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the Earth being turned into a prison planet, hence PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, my friends. And then, of course, my new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. And in the film, we cover Bush and Kerry being almost identical on their policies, being cousins, being members of the same secret organizations, how they're both for the Patriot Act, how they're both for national ID cards, how they're both involved in the 9/11 cover-up, 90 minutes long on VHS and now on DVD, American Dictators. There's also my two 9/11 films and so much more. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart to get a hard copy delivered to your door, or sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Please get my videos and make copies of them. Put them on Access Television. Show them to your VFW hall. Show them to your college students. Show them to your high school students. Show them to your Sunday school class. Show them at your, have your rabbi show them. Whatever. Just get it out to the people. When they see the truth, they know the truth in their guts, but challenge them to go check out the facts we present for themselves. And now, Greg Palast, let's talk about your film and then tell folks how to get a copy. Then we'll go to these calls. The film is incredible. You know, high-quality television production, as you said, very cinematic. You go over the Bush family fortunes and who they are and what they're up to. By the way, The Guardian just had a 13-page report of two Auschwitz victims suing the Bushes, because now even more of that's come out. But your film just gets into the history of these people, not the Nazi connection. Tell us about what your film covers.
Well, yeah, I mean, by the way, you can go to GregPalast.com, and hopefully we'll have it linked up with Alex quite soon. GregPalast.com, G-R-E-G-P-A-L-A-S-T, and see a clip of the film yourself. You tell me what you think. But, okay, we start out with the George Bush war hero and show you the documents, how the guy got out, and how, by the way, the documents of his, you know, were failing to show up, were shredded at the request of the commander-in-chief of the Texas Air Guard, George W. Bush's office. So that's very important, because not just we're not refighting the war from 30 years ago, guys. We're trying to talk about what happened to these records. The other thing is, then we move on to what happened in Florida in 2000, because it's going to happen again, which is we show you that they knocked out tens of thousands of people, calling them criminals, when they were just innocent people. In this case, they're mostly black people because they knew which way they were voting, which is they're going to vote against the Bush family. And they called these people criminals. And they were innocent, you know, they were innocent, no crimes. You'll see in the film, I have a Gulf War veteran, 4 years in the military, gets out of the military, works in a hospital, and they said, no, you can't vote. When he shows to vote, you can't vote. You're a felon. You're an ex, you know, you just
now, it just
prison.
Came out, Greg, that, this was even in the New York Times, but it was in the Miami papers. They sent out police task forces to old people's homes.
Right.
Young, you know, it didn't matter. Cops got visits to their house going, we're in a voting task force, just checking to make sure you're not voting twice. But in the last election, it was tens of thousands, tens and tens and tens of thousands. If your name was David Jones,
that's
and
right.
If David Jones had ever committed a crime, then they even found people who just had the name Jones,
right,
who were blocked off because a John Jones did a crime, but your name's Tim Jones. And
oh, yeah. I mean, no, it was a good gimmick. And, in fact, what we show them, which you'll see at the beginning of the film, is that the head of the Florida Department of Elections, who worked under Jeb Bush, the guy is literally running away from me. We had a set interview with BBC television. We sat down nice and polite, expected some guy with a nice British accent, right? against me, and I begin to show him documents marked secret and confidential. The guy rips off his lapel microphone, runs across the camera wires, locks himself in his office, then calls in the state troopers to remove me and my BBC television crew from the state capitol. Just because we had a document, I just want to ask about the document marked secret, you know, come on. Was it deliberate? And you know what most people do not know is that on July 15th, after reviewing the information that you see in the film Bush Family Fortunes, the U.S. Civil Rights Commission voted to open a criminal investigation of Jeb Bush and his government.
Now, again, folks, whether you're for Jeb Bush or, you know, George Bush or Al Gore or whoever, the truth is the truth. Were Democrats caught with voting machines in their cars? Were they caught running scams? Yes, but it's the old-fashioned scams, not systematic, computer-operated, you know,
it's
engineers quitting.
Right. The Democrats were guilty of what I call retail vote theft, you know, voting old people, dead people, making up stuff out of, you know, making up absentee ballots out of nursing homes, et cetera. But this is a whole new game. And by the way, you know, for those who've read my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, you will know that I'm no friend of the Democratic Party either. It's just
let's talk more about your film on the Iraq stuff. That's the most powerful. But, I mean, first off, Kerry, I mean, last week I read we're on 14 major policies. These guys are identical, and Kerry wants to expand the military.
Well, you know, I mean, I almost fell out of my seat when Kerry said in the debate, and I know a lot of my Democratic friends, because they're so used to me doing these investigations of the Bush family, because, well, the Bush family is fun. It's like a real-life Corleone's, you know. So, of course, I work on them. But you know, when you look at Kerry, what comes out of his mouth? What's his objection to what's happening in Iraq, to our kids being there? We don't have enough troops there. Well, who are you sending? You know, I mean, there is, and of course, there's this idea that we'll have allies. But, you know, the Hobbit army is just a movie. it's not like the Croatians are like can't wait to like move in and take our place in Fallujah. They aren't out there. So what is this stuff? Why do we need more? And that, in a way, goes back to one thing that we found in the film, which is you'll see me standing in front of the White House with a document, 101 pages long. It is the plan, which was begun in 2001, and before any towers were hit, which is the plans to divide up all the assets of Iraq, what they call privatize all the state assets of Iraq.
And, Greg, let me stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
For those who just joined us, okay, understand, this isn't Richard Clark. This isn't O'Neill. You can say, oh, they're partisan, they're sour grapes. We have the PNAC document from 2000, September 2000, where they say Saddam isn't a threat. It's about the oil. We're going to use it as a military launch base. Then in 2001, they're in the meetings. Greg's got the documents dividing up the oil fields. And then Bush says, oh, I never planned this until the towers were hit. Then it was about weapons of mass destruction. Then they say they never said it was about weapons of mass destruction. The point is, folks, this was premeditated. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. In fact, one thing you'll see is that you will see maps of Iraq with these splotches on them, which are oil fields, which are now, of course, battlefields. I mean, so, and these are the documents that Dick Cheney, our vice president, literally went over with chieftains from oil companies. I'm not kidding you. And I actually, they also had another committee out of the White House run by a woman named Pam Wainwright, in which they were, I'm talking like within days of the inauguration, in which they were planning out what they're going to do with Iraq after the conquest.
Well, that's what O'Neill said. He walked in to talk about business, and they go, no, all we talk about is oil. And they would have these big maps up.
And that's right, including the map of Iraq. And you'll see this document, which said, especially the oil fields. Now, talk about authentication, right? This is not a Dan Rather operation. This is BBC. You know who authenticated our document? Was General J. Garner. General Garner is the guy that George Bush appointed to run Iraq when these tanks started rolling. But what happened was is that Garner said the president told him that we were there to bring democracy to Iraq. So he said, okay, and he called for elections within 90 days, and here's the phrase he used. He says, it's their country, their oil. And that phrase got him fired. That night he arrived in Baghdad, he was fired by Rumsfeld, because I showed him the document. I said, did they really have this plan to, like, divide up the oil fields and sell them off? He says, yeah, they really did. He said, but he objected because he said, if we if we do that, if we grab their oil, we're going to have to fight them for it.
And this is the point I wanted to make. That's why all these Republicans who ran the air war for Bush Sr., top generals, heads of the Air Force, heads of the Army, people who are Republicans, have gone with Kerry. And I'm not saying Kerry's good. They're foolish. He'll do the same thing. The point is, they've all left because they actually care about the troops, and they've said this plan is going to go into civil war. It will fail. What is your problem?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. Except, well, it depends if you think it failed. Think of it this way. We have a president who doesn't want to talk about the economy, for sure. Health insurance, your jobs, the World Trade Organization. He doesn't want that on the agenda. Instead, he's our war president. Well, you can't be a war president without a war. So, I mean, you know, and don't forget who took Jay Garner's place. Remember, General Jay Garner is the guy who verified our documents for BBC and explained how they were, you know, that they were completely committed to grabbing all the assets. By the way, that includes the top six banks of Iraq because they're handling the oil, the cash flow from the oil. It includes changing their copyright laws, their tax laws, allowing foreign ownership of absolutely everything. And he said, we can't impose this. With tanks.
Yeah, so our media says we're coming here to liberate you, but imagine if Russia came here, took over, and then started taking over all your businesses and bulldozing your fields. I mean, would that make you love the Russians?
Well, you know, the other thing is here, you know, Garner said what we should do is be buying up the wheat harvest. You know, Iraq was like the kind of granary of the Mideast. You know, we should be buying up their grain harvest so that the farmers can survive and eat and keep the rural areas going. Instead, our administration brought in hundreds of thousands of tons of wheat from Cargill's Australian unit. And who was in charge of the administration's policy on bringing in dumping all this stuff into Iraq?
Let me guess.
It was an executive from Cargill, of course.
To understand this, folks, they've done everything that will break down the society. Then they put out these phony numbers about how happy the Iraqis are. I've talked to Western reporters that have been there. It is much worse than before the war, but you listen to Paul Harvey, he tells you how great it is over there now.
Well, you know, the truth was, I talked to, you know, one thing that the BBC reporters have an advantage over American reporters is most of our reporters speak Arabic. I mean, it's one, you know, we send people over if you have to learn the language. And at first, by the way, most people in Iraq, the reports you're getting all over the country is people are really happy to get rid of that cockroach Saddam.
People that were over there.
They said that the truth is that the Iraqi people are really happy to get rid of this guy who was, you know, seizing their, you know, husbands and sons and stuff in the middle of the night, and, you know, they want to get rid of this monster. However, it's like when you invite an exterminator in to get rid of your cockroaches, and then they move into your living room and, you know, sleep in your bed and clean out your fridge, and they're there for 2 years.
And they set up the rape rooms in the very same prison Saddam used.
You know, and so what happens is that we're creating war. This is what Garner was so worried about. He says, we're making more enemies than we began with.
Well, that's what, I'm sure you're familiar with the Pentagon Office P2OG.
And, no, I didn't know that one.
Okay, well, about 2 years ago, just type P2OG, Greg, into a search engine, and it'll pop up, UPI Associated Press. A Pentagon office set up to get people to attack us, to go out and stir people up, to, quote, make them show themselves, and to actually create terrorists.
Well, you know, like I say, you can't, well, consider this. Garner is fired. Who replaces him? A guy named Jerry Bremer. Who's ever heard of Jerry Bremer? What is his qualification? Garner was experienced in Iraq. Bremer's single qualification was that he is the CEO of Kissinger Associates.
And now the new guy helped run the death squads in Latin America.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Kropotkin. It's like, it's unbelievable. So what happened is that, so Bremer comes in, and the first thing he does is he cancels the elections in Jaffa and Fallujah. So once, you know, they could have had their own leaders. Instead, we end up with, of course, maniacs with guns taking over these towns, which then our kids are, you know, marching down the street hoping to, stop the so-called insurgents. I mean, so you've got this huge problem. This is what we're trying to bring up. Now, you have to understand, in Bush Family Fortunes, we show you these documents. We show you the oil field maps. We stand in front of the White House. We have on camera General Jay Garner laying the whole thing out, And this is stuff that, by the way, the rest of the world could see on their television, but now you can see it in a film, on, you know, on a DVD, which you can get through Alex, or go to GregPalace.com. You know, the whole point of Bush Family Fortunes, the great shame is that you should be able to watch this on your nightly news, find out your news about your country. But if not,
well,
me and Alex will straighten you out.
We just got to circumvent the mainstream media, obviously. When we get back, I want to go real fast to Barney and Kara and Michael and Paul and those that have been holding the longest. But people can go to GregPalace.com and get a copy of the DVD.
Yes, they can, or your usual suspects like Amazon, et cetera. And keep checking the Alex Jones website.
I'm going to order some. I'm going to carry it months ago before he even came out with it. He said, "Hey, you want to carry this?" And I just forgot about it and got so busy. But I've now had a chance. Well, I've now had a chance to sit down and watch it. It's very, very powerful information. And tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m., downtown at Congress Street at the historical Paramount Theater.
In Austin.
1,400 people, so there'll be plenty of room. Won't be like one of my showings where it's only 300 seats and it sells out. It might sell out, though, so get there early. Buy tickets there at the door. We'll see you there tomorrow night. I'm going to get off my TV show at 8 o'clock and drive over there. We'll be back with Greg Powell and some of your phone calls. Thanks for being patient. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
If your family's not free, my family's not free. If we have corrupt politicians just engaging in looting of the economy and the Bill of Rights at level never before seen, we're in trouble. And it's not about left or right, it's about right or wrong. And the Bushes are a crime family, folks. I heard this propaganda, how he gets on his knees every day and how Christian he is. Folks, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove is not Christian. I mean, it's just all phoniness. Let's go through some calls here quickly. Barney in Maryland, you're on the air with Greg Palast. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I got 2 points, Alex.
Okay.
First one is, what we have to do is prepare to help back these young people that are going to be drafted to go to these unconstitutional wars. You know, during the Vietnam War, when the people like Clinton dodged the draft, they couldn't prosecute them because it was unconstitutional war. They couldn't even prosecute Clinton for going up into Russia and demonstrating against the war in Vietnam because it was unconstitutional war. And what we got to do is get these help these young people out, be prepared for it, and we got to withdraw our troops from all over the world where they're unconstitutionally placed there. And on the second point is on the toll road. We know that the powers granted to the federal government by the Constitution are enumerated, and the Fed may have a say about the roads in the state as far as interstate commerce goes, but it don't have any say over the roads.
No, I hear you. Barney, I hear you. Wonderful points. God bless you. I appreciate those points. They pulled this stunt last week of voting down the draft bill to make you think that it's, you know, it's a conspiracy and urban legends, the term they use. They got 12 draft bills introduced. They've reset up the draft boards. They admit that after the election, that's when they'll probably try it. I don't know if they will because there's so much resistance against it, but clearly the Pentagon has been studying a draft. Greg Palast?
Well, yeah, what we're looking at, look, they're drawing down their reserves. They're also pulling in people that to sign up and moving them in early. So in other words, they're kind of using up people to fill quotas, and they're going to run out within a year.
Well, they've got stopgaps of people that have already served.
Right, and then, as you know, I will say, Kerry is correct about one thing. We got a backdoor draft. People signed up for the National Guard. They thought that they're here to protect against an attack on the United States itself. Instead, you know, they're wandering around the Tigris River. You know, that's not what you sign up for the National Guard for. One thing you can pretty much count on, if the scene doesn't change, is something called a skills draft. In other words,
and that was in the Houston Chronicle. That's of coroners and doctors and engineers.
Right. They're going to pick out, we're not going to have a lottery and a general draft, but boom, you're an airplane engineer. Guess what? You know, report. So that's the type of thing that people are going to just kind of be cherry-picked out of our economy.
Let's talk to Kara. Exactly. Greg's absolutely right. Kara in Colorado. You're on the air, Kara. Go ahead.
Hi there. I have a question for Mr. Palast and one for Alex. I was just wondering what you see as far as the Osama bin Laden, rollout, so to speak. Do you think that will happen before the election?
Yeah, Madeleine Albright said this. Everybody else, Grassley said it. What do you think of this story?
Well, I mean, they're not going to be able to produce Osama itself. What they'll do is, they can always produce, we have some DNA. We're not sure what it is yet, we got some DNA we blew up some cave there, and in the rubble we got a toenail we got one of his towels from the Paris Hilton. This is the other con, is the idea that Osama bin Laden is hanging out in a cave. And John Kerry's still talking about Tora Bora. Get off it, John. I mean, I like you, but, let's start getting real. This guy is a billionaire. He has his own Gulfstream. He has 2 dialysis machines. More likely, he shaved his beard and has 2 Barbies massaging his feet at the Ritz Hotel in Paris.
All right. 5 more minutes with Greg Palast. Kara, stay there. We'll let you get out your second question. Then Michael and Paul. That's all I have time for is those callers that have been holding the longest. Then we'll come back with the presidential candidate for the Libertarians who was kidnapped. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.